Good morning. My guest this morning is Michael David Fels. He is an author, and his newest book, A Circle of Elephants, is going to be the subject of a book launch at the Occidental Center for the Arts on January 19th. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Roland. Thank you.
Thank you. The title of your book is A Circle of Elephants.
Right.
Why don't you talk about that a little?
Sure. Well, to me, a circle of elephants can represent a lot of things. One of them is the support that people or elephants give each other in life and in society. And I thought it was a pretty good metaphor. But there's also an elephant in the book, so it fits pretty well, I think.
I notice here in the press release, you're talking about organized crime, Hollywood, religion, race relations.
Yeah, it's a pretty broad swath of what was going on.
What's your raison d'etre?
So this is the continuation of the story that I started in The Queen of Kansas, which was the book that I came here and talked about a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. And the main character is Charlotte Albert. And this is, I guess we'd call literary nonfiction. So it's based loosely on my own family that was, and I was raised in Los Angeles during the 40s and 50s. Uh-huh. And so much of this story deals with the kinds of things that were going on in LA and in the life of my family during that time. And all of those subjects you mentioned, organized crime, the garment industry, race relations, were a very real part of what we experienced growing up in LA at that time.
How was it different than it is now? I know I lived in LA from 1956 through 1958. That must have been about the time.
Yeah. Well, this we're talking here, 1948 to 1957. And that was a time, number one, we had the McCarthy era going on, which was a very real part of what is dealt with in this book. It was also Los Angeles at that time was the center of the garment industry in the United States outside of New York City. Well, that's no longer true. It's most of that's gone. And the city was also much more horizontal than it is now. And I think the relations between races was much worse than it is now, too. Mm-hmm. So there were, I mean, the Zoot Suit riots had gone on not too long before that. There was real segregation in Los Angeles. And this story concerns a family that owned a factory in the garment industry and all the various factors that played on their lives during those years.
God, that just sounds fascinating.
I hope so.
One thing that occurs to me is that having been back to L.A. over the years since I lived there in the 50s, the weather was better there. The smog was much lighter then.
Oh, early on, that's right. Uh-huh. And in the 60s is when it got really horrible.
Right.
But that's right. And at first, back in the late 40s and early 50s, we would think it was just kind of smoke. It wasn't, we hadn't quite defined it yet. Yeah, it was a good place to grow up.
I remember coming to San Francisco, back to San Francisco shortly after I arrived there, and it was cold and damp the whole time I was in San Francisco, and I got back to L.A. To Burbank Airport.
Oh.
It was sunny and
warm. Oh, yeah, it's wonderful.
And I said, I'm never going to leave this place.
Right. Well, just watch the Rose Parade. I mean, that's all you have to do to remind you of what that weather can be like when it's really beautiful.
So do you spend time in Southern California?
I do. I have children who live there, grown children, and their children who live there, so I do go back. But my home is really in Sonoma County now and has been for quite a while.
What part of L.A. did you live in?
I lived in the west side of L.A., Mar Vista, which was near Venice. I went to Venice High School and grew up there and commuting downtown where this factory was that's written about in the book.
It seems to me that you've got a presentation here coming up on the 19th at the Occidental Center for the Arts that is really, it's something that's difficult to get now, a look at a very famous part of the United States, which has utterly changed
in so
many ways.
Totally changed. And I hope that this book will really make that kind of clear to people who may be too young to remember it themselves.
Right. Michael, thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much, Roland.
So it's Friday, January 19th, the Occidental Center for the Arts. Michael David Fels' newest book, A Circle of Elephants, will have a book launch. For information, 874-9392 or OccidentalCenterForTheArts.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacobetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.